Thank you very much, Chair. Allow me to congratulate you on assuming your role as Chair of this Laws GGE. We also express our appreciation to you and your team and to the Secretariat for the preparations and consultations leading up to this session. You have the full support of my delegation. We welcome the new mandate of this group, which is to further consider and formulate a set of measures of a set of elements of an instrument without prejudging its nature to address laws. This mandate implores us to pursue a technical and interactive discussion, building on the very productive discussions we had last year. In line with the remarks made by the UN Undersecretary and High Representative for Disarmament Affairs and several delegations before me, it is incumbent on us to redouble the intensity and urgency with which we approach this work. Collectively, this group has already generated a large number and breadth of concrete proposals, from proposals for legally binding instruments to other options, such as the draft articles proposal, which Australia co-sponsored together with Canada, Japan, Poland, Republic of Korea, UK, and the United States. While there remain some divergences in what form any instrument or measures should take, we believe there are significant commonalities in terms of substance addressed by the various proposals. Our task, as you pointed out, is to identify and further advance these commonalities and work through our remaining differences in order to fulfil our mandate. That is certainly the spirit with which my delegation will approach this GGE session. We would like to acknowledge the two most recent proposals submitted by a group of states and by Brazil. We look forward to studying these proposals in further detail and offering comments this week. My delegation also takes this opportunity to recognise the invaluable contributions made by UN entities, international and regional organisations, the International Committee of the Red Cross and NGOs to this GGE process. We therefore look forward to these technical discussions proceeding in an inclusive format. Thank you.